Welcome to Shomach Shova and Adav, she responds to Lui Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom Lea Basitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas or Daf Chofei. The Gemara, towards the second part of Amud Bey, says, Omar Vitzchok, Haroitze Shiachkim Yadrim V'Shiashir Yetzpin. Someone who wants to become a Chocham, when he davens, he should face the south. And someone who wants to become rich, when he davens, he should face the north. So the Gemara, V'Simonach, what's the simon for it? Shulchan Matzavoin. The Shulchan Beis Hamikdash was in the north. That's where the bread is. That's where they're talking about Parnassah. And the Menorah, which is the candles, which is Or Torah, that's in the south. So that's exactly the idea that the Chacham is in the south and the Parnassah is on the north. So the Maharshal points out right away, he says, really bread comes from the south. As the Gemara said earlier, we learned earlier that there from the south and wind comes the clouds and brings up the grass and grows the food. So the south brings the bread. The bread is the minimum amount that a person needs. So a person who wants to learn Torah, he should look at the south and ask for the minimal amount of sustenance he's able to focus on Torah. While someone who wants to become rich, he should focus on the north. Because there is the gold. The gold belongs to the north, as the Gemara said before, referencing the north and the gold. Look, Hashem the Maharshal, the Gemara there said, when the north comes, the gold becomes cheap. But the Maharshal learns that the gold is associated with the north. So the south is the minimal sustenance a person needs. And the north is abundance of gold. But says the Maharshal, but what do we have in Beis HaMikdash? In Beis HaMikdash, the north has lechem upon him too. It's also only bread. What's shot in that? Because this is the remnant, says the Maharshal, even the rich people, they have abundance. They should be mistapik memud. They should not go and indulge too much. They should be mistapik in the lechem to watch it's the minimal amount to live. Continues the Maharshal and says, the next part of the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that face only the darim. He says, because really the real usher, someone, is a sameach b'chelkoi. So someone who faces the darim, and he's a chacham, knows kol ha'osh ein ezu asher sameach b'chelkoi, and he's the real rich one. There's no point in facing the north and getting dissolved. This Maharshal touches upon what's brought down in Sefer Chassidus. It's brought down in the name of the Magen Mezrich. It's brought down in the name of Rav Nachman Breslev. That you see over here in the Gemara, that seems to be the richness and Chachma doesn't go together. Either you go to the north, and then a person becomes rich, or you go to the south, and a person has Torah. They can't be both. But we do know there's a concept called Toiru Gdula B'mokim Echot. So how does that work? So they say, the pshat is, you can have both if each one is a strong thing. You go to this edge or to that edge. But a person is an anov, a person doesn't hold of himself, he's mivatel himself. So then he doesn't noite to enli kotze, it doesn't belong to any specific place, he can have both. Explains Rabbi Leo Dessler, what do they mean? He quotes Rabbi Nachman Breslev, and he explains it. He says, it's like this. Well, if a person feels that he has a kidney, he's very smart, he's a chacham. It's a great nisayon, it's a great challenge. He's going to have to come and challenge his whole life without a hargosh that he's a chacham. If a person is rich, and he feels good about himself that he's rich, so that's a big nisayon, it's a big challenge. You can't give a person a double nisayon. He's going to be also smart and ashir. And he's going to have both mindless and go around with that. It's a terrible nisayon of gaiva. But a person with an anuf, and he chaps that nothing is really his. Whatever he has comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he can have both, because anyway he doesn't hold anything as him. So the challenge is not as great. So Yemele, when you use a nava, you can have the tzofon and the darim together. Mention two other nekudos al zeh derech in this way, learning of how you combine both. One is the Pirush Arif on the Ein Yaakov. Then he explains what it means that Reitzel Achim Yadrim Uve Lahashi Yatzpin. It's not either or. It means that's how you do both. Because as the Gemara tells us, Dorim is your right side, and Tzofon is your left side. So if you make the Chochmo, the Ikar, that's your right, that's the main Avoido, and you make the Parnaso, you make the work, a Tzofon, a left side, not so Chashuv. As the Mishnah Novus tells us, you say, Melachtecha Arai ve Toiroscha Kva. So the main thing is your Torah, and the parnasa is the not so important. So then you get both. If you want to be machkim and mashir, the chokhmah should be to your right and the oisha should be to your left. And the Chasam Sofer brings the name of his father, the Chasam Sofer. He says like this, we have the menorah and we have the shulchan. What about the oren? The oren was in the middle and the oren has the Torah. And in addition, why the Torah shulchan comes before the menorah? The Torah speaks about the shulchan before the menorah. If the shulchan is the oisha. So says the Chasam Sofer, name of his father. A regular Talmid Chacham who's being supported by somebody else. So what comes first? The Zvulun comes before the Yisachar. So the Machziki Torah comes before the Torah itself. But the Aron speaks about a tremendous tzaddik, someone who does not need a Zvulun. He's being supported directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore there I don't have the Shulchan. The Shulchan doesn't come before the Aron. The Aron comes first. And to use this idea of self-savior, you can connect it to what we're just talking about right now. Because it really speaks about different levels of Torah. The level of Torah, which is being supported, is in this world. So then in Chinami, you have to pick and choose. Either become an Asher or become a Talmid Chacham. But there's a level, a higher level of Torah Gdul B'Mokam Echad, which is that Navo, which is a special Maila the priest can get to. And that belongs to the Orin. The Orin Einu Min Amido. The Orin doesn't take any space. So the Aron means the person with Mamish is completely removed from any part of Gaivo, so he has Shaykhs to both, that's why it's right there in the middle. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava, email us to Hotzogol, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.